Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 and 7 through 11. One Sabbath day, when Jesus went into the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat bread, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how they were selecting the places of honor, he told the invited guests a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline in the place of honor, or perhaps someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him. The one who invited both of you may come and tell you, "Give this man your place." Then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and recline in the lowest place, so that when the one who invited you comes, he will tell you, "Friend, move up to a higher place." Then you will have honor in the presence of all who are reclining at the table with you. Yes, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Be like Barry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Barry Sanders. Have you ever heard of him? After devotion today, with the permission of an adult, try Googling Barry Sanders highlights. You will see 10 minutes of amazing, jaw-dropping football moves. Lots of people say he was the best running back to ever play the game. After Barry juked and spun and broke tackle after tackle and finally ran into the end zone, what do you think he did? Most athletes would pound their chests, spike the ball, or do a celebration dance. But not Barry. He would just hand the ball to the referee and quietly head back to the sideline. He didn't brag. He didn't show off. He was used to scoring, and he knew he would be there again. In a way, that describes you, dear child of God. God has secured for you your very own best place at the table. Because Jesus has taken away your sins and given you his perfect record, God has written your name in the reservation book of heaven. And you are going to enjoy being there day after day after day, a forever celebration. When you remember that, you don't have to praise and exalt yourself right now. You can be humble and give God all the praise for what he has done for you. That will show itself in how you live. You'll put others first. You'll care for people who are hurting. You'll tell them that they too have a place at the table in heaven because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So, be like Barry. You don't need to grandstand or show off. Just hand the ball to the ref. You're used to getting the touchdowns Jesus has won for you. That truth sets you free, not to brag, but to be humble in service to others. We pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that we are your dear, special children through Jesus. Thank you for saving a place for me at the banquet table in heaven. Because of that amazing gift, help me to be humble and serve others until the day that we receive the eternal victory that is ours in heaven through Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.